name is Dechen Angmo, and she is a Buddhist, and she's over 60 years old.
She
lives with her son and her daughter. Everybody else is out and to study. Everybody has left the village.
Oh,
so she asked her about her childhood, and she said things were really hard back then. We were nomads, so we'd go with our livestock and herd them, and I would go with two kids on me to a little kids, and things were hard, but now things are easier because I'm old and I can't really do any kind of hard labor, and kids do everything, so life is easy. One of her sons is in the army. The other one is a teacher in a faraway village. The daughter is married in Alchi, and one of the sons live here and do nothing. In the village The Namze Girjan Jastehala Chulorum Ches Chu Yangatan Skonmo Chaches, this Amad Nangan and Serka Chirakles on the Samanpo.
Tazaksa, Nichu Nimot Perle, Chulorum, Nichulor de Tianti Yonse, Chedlet at Totamaric. Yale Yane Sanlang at Tatunget and Nichus Kondoglemana. Chuscon, no, you don't Chuscon Tendulea. Yazaksa Nichu Skipperlet, I don't know. Man, Chuscon and the And your mana don't pick a man a rock pattern than the mana. My missile and duxame. Silly man, mambo silly than I'm meet and zagre, sister zagre.
Oh,
yes, then I don't talk. You lazon sent off there and there. Just come on, you room, my son.
Oh,
I just don't get and just conduct.
Oh,
yes.
I asked about what concerns her the most about weather change, whether it be floods or water scarcity. She said water was scarce before when I was younger, but now water is abundant. Things are easier because because water is abundant. But we get floods often. We experienced one this year. Before the rainfall, water was good and abundant, but now it's abundant, but maybe not so clear. So she said that before trees used to be yellow because they couldn't get water. Now they're all green. Even without rainfall, we have abundant water. They do this ritual called called Kangyur, where they read scriptures in turn by every family in the village, and that she thinks helps with the abundance of water. Back in the day, there wasn't enough food or ration to do this every year, but now there's enough, and life is super easy now than it was before. Life is better now than it was before because they can hold prayers and rituals, everybody can afford it, and there's abundant water. Do you have questions?
How have farming practices, agricultural practices changed over your lifetime?
She thinks farming is way easier now because tractors have replaced cows and there's no water scarcity, so farming is really easier and better now.
Have you seen changes in the livestock as well then? Do you have more livestock, fewer?
Mangboyong tan siluk mangboyong tan pungbuang tan daksa pungbuti tetang atang kadiang lut kes padik zereng yung tetang doya. Mangboyong bamen doya daksa kam bari gat. Atu asa wasang ati zereng mangboyole. la mardi luktir doga son so das gergun la papse kan sana restan tanle zak po toga dal tan yur pa gang ma ta sem minda ni zin re la cha cha da res me kan man re luk me kan mo me
on somar
su la man yung ba dik su la kya dik su la yung ba yur pa gang tan la la no do re la cha cha
She said that they used to be abundant. We used to have abundant like livestock before because we were dependent on them for every need. But now we're not dependent, so their quantity has decreased.
Oh
Lord, we used to have sheep, goats, horses, donkeys, not horses, donkeys, and cows. But now they're not that many, but we do still have some. We have more than most people in the village. They are up in the mountains right now for herding over the summer and in winter because every family in the village has livestock, so we do it in turns. So if one family takes everybody's livestock up for herding, then the next family does it, so it's turn-wise. Hello.
Soldat, tu as ma son et ta
mère. Mana, vilain, il y a un dorsal avec un petit peu de temps.